Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All right, we're going to get to know these draft prospects. In their own words, we're going to go through Caserio's faves. We got a lot going on, but the Tank Dell thing, interesting. We got an interesting update from the department out there in Florida. Here was the kind of the play-by-play of what went down in the Tank Dell situation, and now we have video as well. Let's start off with this.
Let me show where Tank Dell. Nathaniel Dell is obviously a third-round 2023 draft pick, 69th overall from the Houston Texans, somebody who was a star athlete in the Daytona Beach area, known to a lot of people there. He is standing literally between the firearm altercation. The video shows that he's walking. His report, because he is a victim in this case, he has been injured as a result of this. His report was that he saw this, or actually he saw what was going on. He took his cell phone out, had the cell phone in his hand, but you can see the position that he's in. He's right in the middle of this firearm altercation. And again, we will continue to work with him as a victim in this particular case.
All right, that was a pretty wild video, I will say, right there in the middle of that.
Dude's like a superhero, man. I mean, not because he broke up the fight or anything, but to be in between bullets flying, like between them. I mean, and he's dodging bullets, or they're curving around him like Superman. He's stopping them midair, whatever. Now, he got hit, and it's actually a very...
Did he get hit in the ass?
Yeah, I think it was like the hamstring, which really... We'll get to the football aspect of that. You watch it again. Doesn't it look like it got hit kind of in the hamstring?
I couldn't tell if it was the butt or the hammy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
So there is that aspect of it, which we will get to.
I think the fact that he's okay, I can kind of say, man, he jumped up almost like he was like a WWE wrestler when he got hit.
Oh, yeah. Fell hard.
He looked like Vince McMahon selling a Stone Cold Stunner.
Yeah.
Except it's a real bullet. And I'm glad he's okay, but good God.
After watching the video, like, you know, you start to get all kinds of different thoughts in your head. First of all, there is a little bit of a PTSD at play here. You know, I don't see how anybody could not be in a situation like that and not linger and give you at least a couple of sleepless nights, you know?
Like, if you get shot, for sure.
Yeah, and you're in the middle of it. Like, you finally see. He's seen the video himself. I mean, it's like one guy on one guy and one guy on the other end, Tank Dell in the middle. Like, I don't see how anybody cannot have at least a few sleepless nights if you're caught in that. Then you're thanking, you know, your lucky stars. I mentioned to you guys before the show, if you believe in angels, there was one on his shoulders Saturday night. And it's pretty incredible. Now, I don't mean to hog this whole segment here, but there is a football aspect to it. I alluded to this yesterday, that the initial report said most of the injuries were in the lower body, lower extremities of the 10 people who were hit. that the football aspect of it makes that a little more concerning, and especially if it's in his hammy.
It's what do you mean?
Because that's his, those are his money makers, his legs. I mean, you know, and so maybe it's a little more concerning in terms of when he could get back, how, you know, how his recovery is going to go, etc.
Really?
Yes. Those are his legs.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know that it was serious. I thought they just kind of pull it out. They give you stitches, and then.
Well, we don't know.
I don't know.
Well, we don't know. Nobody knows except for him and some select people. But I mean, we saw the video. I mean, he went down, and it was kind of, it was definitely on his lower extremity. It appears.
So he's getting advice. Ocho Cinco and Shannon Sharp. They talk at night. They have a podcast, and Ocho Cinco, he kind of went viral. And this is what he had to say about the whole Tank Dell situation.
Altercation, but was simply caught in the crossfire. Remember,
I shot
bullet ain't got no name on it.
Yeah, he sure don't. I shot him a text message. I shot him a text message too, man. Tell him, you're my prayers, man. You're my prayers. And after that, he responded back and said, everything is good. I'm good. I appreciate you. And I just told him, you got to move a little different, baby. You got to move a little different. I understand it's the off season. You want to enjoy yourself. You want to go out and have fun with your friends and your homeboys, but you got to move differently. You just have to. You have to. And the people that you surround yourself with should understand that you have to move differently. You shouldn't be at places anyway, but one, where they can carry.
Now we're getting some description. Maybe the guy who fell wasn't him. I thought it was. Either way, got struck in the leg. So I was kind of confused by the video, so I could be wrong, or people on the text could be wrong. But that's the Ocho Cinco advice to Tank Dell. Got to move different, all that.
All I know is that what we've been told via certain people who have analyzed the video, that appears to be him. It may not be. Here's the other part of this, Landry. We all have to move different. You know?
What do you mean?
Like, you have to be careful wherever you're going. I mean, it you have to be aware. That's just the way it is, unfortunately. So, I mean, it's not like he was in a place that anybody would call sketchy, you know?
Yeah, I guess we all got to move different. That it was, I mean, it was 12:30. There was some partying going on and all that. And he's a celeb. I don't know that it was a targeted thing, but
right.
Yeah, I don't know.
We just kind of, I mean, that's just the way it is for everyone.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Nick Caserio has added two of his favorites this offseason. We'll get to know those favorites in their own words coming up, including one guy who I think might be one of the more intriguing prospects for D'Amico Ryans. I think D'Amico Ryans is going to have not necessarily a favorite, but there's someone who's extremely, extremely intriguing when it comes to what D'Amico is going to do. We're also going to, Lopez is going to prepare you for dark days. These aren't typically the dark days. These are typically the bright days. But I guess as we are right now with the Astros being 10 games below 500, they got one of the best teams in the league coming into town, 19-9 versus 9-19. The Astros carrying us through this kind of lag during football season, I don't know if it's something that you would necessarily rely on.
You can't, right? I mean, we're I hate to be harsh. I mean, the Astros are kind of unwatchable right now. I mean, I know that's harsh. I know it is, but for the next 9 or 10 days, like, they're uninteresting. They're irrelevant right now in the baseball race. Is that harsh? Yes. Astros people, you can hate me. Astros organization, you can hate me. Tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me where I'm wrong. That you are an uninteresting
47% right chance. I heard Sean and Seth talking about 47% chance of making the playoffs right now.
This is the first time since 2015, if you really want to talk about when they started making their turn, went to the divisional series. So 10 years. This is the first time that the Astros have not been worth watching before we even get to May. That's the dark days right there. And of course, NBA playoffs are not really relevant to, you know, to Houston by and large. Rockets aren't in them, of course, et cetera. So, like, you got the next 8 to 10 days. Thank goodness for the Texans, man. Thank goodness for the draft. Thank goodness for, you know, the interesting things that are coming up, like OTAs and maybe some announcements on training camp and the Texans resurgence. The schedule's going to be released maybe even a week from Thursday, if history holds. So right now it's like all of a sudden, no Astros, no Rockets that you want to watch. The Texans are kind of carrying the weight, man. It's been a long time.
On the YouTube, and I guess Tank did not fall. He was running. But on the YouTube, Robert says nothing good happens after midnight. I don't think that's true. My experience, I don't think that's too true.
Here's where I
think a lot of good things in my life have happened after midnight.
I can
assure you, especially in your early 20s. I don't know what kind of life you're living, but a lot of good things happen after midnight.
I agree with you, but this is what I told my kids, and maybe you guys are going to end up telling your kids something similar. What I used to tell them is there's nothing you can do after 2 a.m. that you can't do before. Nothing. Nothing you can't do after 2 a.m. that you can't do before. So don't be out there when the drunks are getting out of bars.
That's the best time to be out.
And crazy. No, it is not.
Best time to be out.
No, it is not. If you want to have a great time, you know, let your hair down. Go
being
have
out, closing down the bar.
Go have fun.
It's one of the best things to do.
But I said there's nothing goes on after 2 a.m.
Oh, there's some good stuff
that you can't
where
do.
Where are we going? Where the party at?
That you can't do. See, you're the issue.
I'm the normal guy. Yeah, closing down the bar, that's a good – That's part of the stuff.
But what can you do after 2 a.m. that you can't do before 2?
I mean, what is that? What do you mean?
Like you want to go drink? You want to dance?
You want to noon? Like what does that mean?
No, well, I'm explaining it to you, Landry. We can move on.
No, go ahead, man. Give me the lesson, man.
No, it's cool.
Give me the lesson. I'm happy you're here. Give me the lesson.
It's cool.
Don't let him get to you, John,
give me
man.
The lesson.
Oh, he never gets to me, but he's clearly not engaged, so we'll move on.
Just give me the lesson on the 2 a.m.
No, it's just a saying. It's just what I told my kids. Seemed to work. They all turned out fine.
I'm pretty sure your kids have been at a bar at 2 a.m.
But they've learned the lesson about, you know, there's nothing you can do after 2 a.m. you can't do before.
Well, you can't close down the bar. You maximize your fun in the bar to when it closes. That's
well, goes. That's true.
The kids.
We've all closed down a bar here or two.
It is kind of interesting how Tank is getting, it's kind of lecture. Like, I don't know how Tank Dell was, I don't know how Tank Dell was moving though. You know, the Ocho Cinco, the podcast, and I know Ocho Cinco has been through a lot. It's just kind of, the state of that podcast is more so, it's more so, like loose, and there's some substance in there, but it's a little bit looser. Like I don't, the way that he presented it and the way the clip was presented, like it's almost like they're talking about Tank Dell like he's Pac-Man Jones or something like that. That's the thing I have. Like it's almost, I mean, it was midnight. It looks like there's some families there. They're around a pool and he's hanging out, and it almost seems like the way that clip is getting discussed is he's Pac-Man Jones at 4 a.m. smacking strippers and taking back his money after he makes it rain. That's what kind
of,
like...
Do anybody know the context of him being at that place? What was it?
Like, I mean, what was the party?
Like, was it a family party?
It could have been a graduation party.
Yeah, I don't know if
here we are in late April. It could have been anything.
Yeah, I see people say he's trying to break up the fight or something. Like, was his family trying to fight or something like that?
I mean, there was just two people.
Two friends?
And that's what bothered me from the start of this, just the way people are going to jump to conclusions. And clearly they did as well.
Yeah, that's the thing that is kind of uncomfortable for me, because Tank Dell has never struck me as like a bad kid or anything like that. I mean, he's out there at midnight having a party in his hometown. It's the off season there, and it just seems like a couple of knuckleheads just started. He kind of found himself a situation. You definitely do have to change the way that you move a little bit, but it's just, I didn't like the way that clip was presented, as if he's like some sort of reckless, like if you were just reading that, you would be like, okay, well, they got an issue with Tank Dell, like he needs to stop partying or something like that. It just didn't seem like that type of thing.
Yeah, and a lot of texts coming in, which is just feeding into this fallacy, this lie that he goes, you know, Tank shouldn't be at a bar like this. It's obviously a trashy place. It does. It might be a lot of things. It does not look trashy. Like it's an event center. So it's just too bad. It's like when they talk about, you know, you have to move differently. I think everybody's in that boat.
Yeah. The video, it looked like he was the one breaking up the fight. I'm like, man, that is very dangerous. But there's that. There's people, 713 on the text line, stay home, period. Okay. Like, okay, you tell a 22-year-old to just stay home, period? That's not realistic.
Put him in bubble wrap, man.
Watch tape.
His career is important. Someone needs to sit him down. He needs guidance. See, this is why I don't like the Ocho Cinco clip.
This isn't guidance. This is just a happenstance.
It's really just kind of a lesson. Like if you're driving on the freeway and you get sideswiped, you're probably going to drive a little bit different. I just don't. The way that Tank Dell is getting spoken on now, it just seems a little bit crazy. But yeah, we'll keep an update on this. We should get some sort of statement from the Texans. People are asking about 832. Someone's comparing it to Tupac fighting in Vegas.
Oh my goodness. Let me find out Tank Dell is really Tupac out here, man. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, well, that's...
Tupac jumped somebody and was the
Tupac was reckless, man.
He was the ringleader of jumping the guy. This is just the kind of stuff that was
you really got to find out what was the context.
But that's what I'm talking everything. About. Like just
because people... we all been at a house party, a family party where somebody probably got into it with each other.
We've all had brushes with death that we were nothing a part of. We've all been in situations where it's like, if not by just a stroke of luck, something horrible could have happened. All of us.
713 says, Chad is right. He has to be careful. You can't be in a place where they aren't doing pat downs these days. Okay. So don't go anywhere where they're not doing pat downs. That's good advice there.
I mean, we all should go by that advice, to be honest.
I mean, I
don't think it's just the Tank Dell thing. I think everybody should move smart.
Yeah, move smart, but don't go anywhere where they're not getting patted down. Is Ocho Cinco doing that? Like, really? This is why the whole clip's a little bit crazy. I'm just glad that Tank's okay. Hopefully, like, there's something that he can figure out to better it, but I just don't... I don't have any issue with Tank, so we'll see. And the issue over what type of place it is, that's to be determined. Astros versus Guardians tonight, Hunter Brown on the mound. Of all the things that can happen for the Astros, it would be nice if Hunter Brown could figure something out. The Astros right now, I don't want to say it's make or break, but after this series, this series with the Guardians, the Astros are going to be about 20% through their season. Does that qualify as too early, or where are we at in that? Is 20% too early, or
20% is not too early. I'm still look. I'm the guy that said they're done, and I still believe that they're done. They are not going. They're not in them. They've won two games. They don't have a four game win streak in them. Maybe you know they'll bump into one by chance. A four-game win streak, but they don't have it in them to make a run this year. That said, I'm still going to point to Memorial Day. Memorial Day is the first big one, which is a little more than 20%, of course.
Coming up, the Fab Five. Nick Caserio's five favorite players during his Texans tenure. Four of them are still here. Two of them got added this offseason. We'll hear Nick's faves, as well as D'Amico's fave in the 11 o'clock hour. Coming up next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
All right, so the Nick Caserio faves, and we will go from the Caserio faves to potential D'Amico Ryans fave. You're going to fall in love with some of your prospects. Let's get to know them a little bit better coming up at 11. But let's start with the Caserio Fav Five. Four of them are still around. One of them has left us, and that's where we'll start.
Numero uno.
Nick Caserio fave number one, Danny Amendola. My gosh, you were only here for a few months. But you will always, 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 always be a Houston Texan. Here's Nick Caserio, fave number one.
Just a quick note to Danny Amendola, just on his retirement. Had an immense effect on our program last year, even though he's only here 1 year. You can't say enough good things about him. I mean, what he's done, his toughness. I mean, there's 1,000 examples of that I had the good fortune of firsthand to seeing. But great career, great person, will always be a Houston Texan.
Always a Houston Texan. Shout out to Danny Amendola. Always.
They're still benefiting from the 9 months that Amendola was here.
We loved it. I don't even know if it was 9 months, to be honest with you. I think it was like four.
Been less.
I think it was like three or four.
They're still benefiting from it.
Tytus Howard. Yeah, because he came opening week, so it was probably four-ish.
Yeah.
Tytus Howard, one of the best tackles in the league, according to Nick Caserio. Despite drafting a tackle in the second round, Tytus Howard, special player. One of the best tackles in the league.
Numero dos.
I think Tytus is definitely unique. I mean, I'd say, you know, Tytus is a better tackle than he is an inside player. I mean, Tytus is honestly one of the better tackles, you know, in the league.
We'll see about that because all evidence to the contrary. He's been okay when he's been healthy at tackle.
He's been good. I think being bad at guard almost makes him looked at as better at tackle. And as crazy as that
could
sounds.
Well.
Number three, Faye.
Numero tres.
Area. Man, you got benched last year. You drafted a safety. There's question marks. I like Jalen Petrie, local guy, right type of makeup. Rough second year in the league, but that didn't stop him during his struggles from establishing himself as a top five Nick Caserio fave.
Yeah, Jalen's a good football player. He's made a lot of good plays. You know, there's always plays that we can improve and get better, but his energy, I'd say his playmaking ability, you know, the tackling has been a little bit up and down at times. You know, I think there's some growing pains that every player goes through. And, you know, I think sometimes everybody's kind of, you know, wants to nitpick and look for things. There's always things that players can do better. There's always things that we can improve. They can improve them on. I certainly can. Love his personality. Love his mindset. The way he prepares, his focus. We'll take Jalen Petrie in this building. We'll take 1,000 Jalen Petries on this football team any day of the week. There's no question about it.
And again, we'll see about that. Also got benched. But here's the thing, and you're going to hear from, you're going to hear about the other two guys coming up. But when you are in the good graces of Nick Caserio, you get every benefit of the doubt. Every single benefit of the doubt.
It'll be interesting to see how Bullock fits into this. I like Bullock's makeup. I like his confidence a lot. I think you're going to love it as well. We'll get to know that in the 11 a.m. hour. Next, Caserio fave.
Numero cuatro.
So we have Amendola. We have Tytus Howard. We have Jalen Petrie. Notice you have a guy that he has history with in New England. A guy that he didn't even draft. A guy that he did draft. Now we have a guy that he signed in the offseason, D'Amico Autry. Goodness gracious, Nick Caserio, he loves you.
D'Nico, I mean, this guy's a badass. I mean, this guy's a junkyard dog. Like, if you're going to a dark alley, like, you want this guy behind you. Like, this is a bad MF-er. I mean, I'm glad he's on our side, and, you know, we're excited about what potentially he could bring to our front.
All right, so D'Nico Autry, badass, dark alley, all of that. And now we might have the most favorite of all. This is Cade Stover, fourth round pick in the
number
Houston,
five.
Texas. Farm guy from Ohio, former teammate of C.J. Stroud. Here is Nick Caserio with his fifth favorite, Cade Stover.
Yeah, whatever it is, it's elite. This guy is as tough and hard-nosed a player that they had in the program. Just kind of going back to the question and D'Amico's answer about developing players, I'd say Cade's a good example of a player who has only played tight end for 2 years, so he's certainly not a finished product, but he has the mindset and the work ethic to improve. I mean, how he was raised. I mean, this guy is everything you want in a football player and then more. I mean, he probably played hurt this year. I mean, I think he had an MCL or had an issue where, quite frankly, it would have limited some other players, but he just braced it up and he just kept playing football. So, I mean, I don't want to speak for D'Amico, but I think we feel the same way. This is probably one of our favorite, like, football players in the entire draft, regardless of position, because of his mentality, because of his mindset. And he still is developing as a player. I mean, 2 years ago, he was playing defensive end in the Rose Bowl against Utah. Now he's, you know, played tight end for 2 years, and here he is getting picked in the bottom of the fourth round. And his position is, you know, we think tight end. That's why we drafted him. So, but, I mean, blue collar as they come, and from a makeup, traits, toughness, mentality, I mean, this is an elite guy.
Interesting thing about all these to me, and it happens everywhere. It's not just to hear. Like, if you are personally invested in a player like these five, and Caserio has been personally invested, you're gonna say these things. They're gonna get the benefit of the doubt. They're gonna gain favor. They're gonna always be able. The tie's always gonna go to them. So it's not just like. We got to take him for his word. Yes, he drafted him, but now he's invested in him, so they're always going to have an edge.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, Titus was here before.
But he invested in him with the contract.
Yeah, he invested after. So it'll be interesting to hear what he, or what they think of Titus as they come into camp. He did say, and it was one of my favorite quotes from Caserio, that if you don't produce, you're not going to stay in the building. I don't know who that is. I mean, that could be kind of a vague reference, but Caserio did say that, so it'll be interesting to hear that. I do find it kind of interesting how much of the approval rating of the draft appears to be kind of high, and I just don't think this is, like, in a normal world, maybe it's still kind of the honeymoon phase, or maybe the honeymoon phase has been created, but excitement about this draft, I like, because I like that the Texans are generating buzz and they're getting benefit of the doubt, and there's optimism, and you lean optimism when it comes to the Texans as opposed to the complete opposite. But I respect a little bit more the wait and see approach with this draft. I don't see how you can blindly look at this draft and be really, really pumped about it. Now, we can get you excited. We can hear from the prospects. We can break down the prospects at 11. But as far as just immediate excitement, they hit it out of the park. This draft is going to benefit. It's going to be based on the development of players and whatnot. And I don't necessarily see it as like you took an immediate big step forward based on the players that you picked.
Well let's do, you guys get in on this 713-572-4610 loopholes. Let's do that old psychological exercise. The first word that comes to mind, like when you think of the Houston Texans 2024 draft, what is the one word that comes to mind? I don't think it's excitement, as you mentioned. I don't think it's home run, you know, like you said, hit it out of the park. For me, it's trust. Like, I trust that these are the right picks. Now, that's something they've earned, and we didn't trust previous regimes. But I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, the first word that comes to mind is giddy. I'm not giddy about it. I'm not excited about it. I trust it. Like, Figgy, what's the first word that comes to mind when you think about the breadth of the draft?
I think trust, too, because when I was at the draft party and they made those picks, people didn't really know about them, those guys, but they say, I trust the organization. Yeah. So if they good with it, I'm good with it. So I think they do trust the organization.
Also, if you have an organization, if you have a culture, if you have a quarterback, if you have a coach, you can overcome poor drafting. And I think that's an even more valuable resource than
you can learn to trust
drafting the right. The New England Patriots, if you just laid out their draft history, there's exceptions and there's good picks, but there's a lot of like nitpicking where, well, you know, Bill Belichick didn't draft this well. Well, you know what he had? He had a good quarterback. He had a good culture. They had a good foundation, so they were able to kind of overcome that. So when you have that, you can bring in Derek Barnett off the streets. You can bring back Desmond King. You can develop all these other guys, and you can have a player like C.J. Stroud elevate the team when their backs are against the wall. So that's really the most valuable thing you can have is you have an organization that you trust. It's to be determined, but I don't know that they like hit it out of the park or anything like that. So we'll see how that goes. Coming up, we're not used to this around here, but we could be approaching the dark days. The OG John Lopez prepares you for darkness next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
Earlier than usual are the dark days ahead. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. J-Lo believes the answer to that is yes, and he has your guide to the dark days.
I've almost forgotten some of the things I hate about these 10 days to 2 weeks every year because the Astros. Because the Astros have always been interesting. The Astros have always had relevance. And if you want to go back a little further, the Rockets, when they had some interesting superstars and they were making runs. Because I'm talking about the last 10 years. We haven't experienced what we're experiencing in these 10 days in 10 years. The Rockets made some big runs, you know, 2015, 2020, whatever. In there. Astros, obviously, every year pretty much for the last seven and back and forth since the last 9 or 10. and I've almost forgotten some of the things I hate. And one of them I saw this morning, and it kind of got me thinking about this. Like, oh man, these are dark days. These are tough days. I saw the first of several. Ain't nothing like playoff hockey. I'm like, those tweets just drive, those comments, those stories. Boy, you know, if there's nothing like playoff hockey. Playoff hockey is the best. If y'all aren't watching this, I can't help you. Look, it's. I have no problem with hockey. I don't watch it, but you know, occasionally here and there, if it's a big Olympic type thing or something. But the whole playoff hockey thing is indicative of how dark these 10 days to 2 weeks are, and then the Astros have made it worse. Like the Astros have absolutely spoiled us. They're uninteresting right now, man. I mean, they're not. They're not interesting.
They're making call ups.
Yeah. And I think they're probably putting a little bit too much on old J-Lo, Lo Profito, because he's not going to be a big change. I mean, he's mainly – whatever. We won't get into it too much. He's mainly a center fielder. They're going to make a first baseman, whatever. We'll see. They're irrelevant in the standings in the baseball race.
I mean, they're 9-19.
Yes.
That's where they're at right now. They're 9-19. And I don't know where their pivotal moment comes in. 47% was actually a little higher than I thought it would be. Fangraphs, I guess, has them 47% chance to get in the playoffs. Look, you got to win 90 games. You got to win like 88 to get there. Right now, the Astros would have to finish 81-53 to get to 90 wins. That's 28 games above 500.
Yeah.
That's the scale that I'm looking at for the remainder of the season is how do you get to close to 90? 81-53 right now gets you to 90.
The Astros have... It's the first time in really since 2015, but for sure 2017, that they have not been worth watching. I'm sorry. I love the Astros. I absolutely love the Astros. Grew up watching them. Been here for 30-whatever years. Love the Astros. They're not worth watching right now. The Rockets, obviously, you know, there's something there, but they're not in the playoffs. There's nothing going on. Playoff hockey is going on. I'm looking more forward to schedule leaks than what the Astros are going to be doing. The schedule could come out May 8th, maybe May 9th, whatever. Like, schedule leaks are more interesting right now than what we're going through right here. Or even the NBA playoffs. You know, we saw the ratings for the draft. The day two ratings were 2 million to 3 million more people watching that than every NBA game, playoff game. It's a dark time, and we're just not used to it here.
What else we got?
What do you mean?
What else we got for the dark days? Anything else?
Well, like all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Figgy, do you feel like we're in the dark days?
Kind of, man. This is probably the first time all season I've been actually peeping the NBA games because nothing else on.
Oh, you've been watching...
I watched a little bit of it. I watched LeBron get eliminated.
I do wonder, do we get to the point where the Astros are sellers? That would be, that's probably the gut punch. If they end up trading Alex Bregman or anything like that, is that the gut punch that we get to where the Astros are sellers?
Bregman is the one.
When is the deadline?
Oh, it's not till after the All-Star break.
July 31st.
Late July, yeah. No, I mean, that's very fair. That's very fair to think about that. Of course, he probably needs to hit a home run before anybody's really interested.
Yeah, I do want, like, what is his value even right
he's
now?
Like, he's batting .216 with no home runs. I think a lot of these things, it's just bizarre that we forgot what this feels like.
I think Casario at the end of his draft presser even said that baseball was kind of down. At the time, which I thought was really interesting that Nick Casario brought that up. I remember when Easterby used to kind of try to pander to Astros fans, but at the end, Casario brought up, yeah, you know, and baseball.
The Astros
not
are
as
playing
good.
Baseball, yeah, Rockets that. In the playoffs.
Those days. Casario kind of just brought up, man, you know, yeah, well, it's not going as well as we're used to around here with baseball. He didn't seem too disappointed by it.
No,
I don't know that
aren't.
The Texans are too disappointed by that.
They're not. This is a great time for the Texans to kind of take advantage. They have been taking advantage with all the good things going on over there, including uniforms and such. But, hey, man, we got about 9 or 10 days till the schedule release, 11 days till rookie minicamp.
Have they announced when the schedule release is coming out?
No, they have not. But it's generally the second Thursday in May. For the last 5 years, it's been the second Thursday in May. So that would be May 8th, something like that. 8th or 9th, whatever that next Thursday is. So that's generally where it is.
Yeah, they don't have like a set date on that. I think this will be the most anticipated schedule release. I think this is, would you rather start with like, say, one of the easier games, or would you rather start with just a complete splash, like facing Kansas City or Buffalo or something like that? I almost want to get an easy one out of the way. I know there's excitement that comes with playing Buffalo or Kansas City on primetime or something like that. I almost want to start with a division game. I'm almost in the mood for a division game. Not saying that any of those games are going to be easy, but I don't want to start out with like a murderer's row where I want it to be a little bit spread out.
It's two different trains of thought on that. You want to be healthy to face those teams, and early is better, obviously, because you've got through training camp and all that, generally speaking. But you also don't want to like. It'd be cool to kind of get your feet wet with an easier game. So it's kind of two different trains of thought. Me personally, I'd rather just go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off. Let's see where you are. I mean, this is going to be a big-time season for the quarterback play that we're going to be able to watch.
Yeah, the quarterback play is going to be ridiculous. You have Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Tua, Caleb Williams, Jared Goff, and then you have Anthony Richardson, obviously, twice, Trevor Lawrence twice, Will Levis, Dak Prescott, mm-hmm. Jordan Love, I guess J.J. McCarthy, Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, I guess Jaden Daniels, or Drake May, Drake May. So there's a lot of good quarterbacks there. And it seems
Where's
like you had that
quarterback?
A few years ago. Maybe Will Levis. Maybe J.J. McCarthy, I would say.
Yeah.
Get him early. I almost want to open against Minnesota. Just get that over with.
On the road.
Yeah, get that one going. That would be my go-to. Let's go to Minnesota.
Did you mention Aaron Rodgers?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Jesus. There's some quarterbacks coming in here, man. There are some quarterbacks that we're going to play. It's going to be a good year for the fans, that's for sure.
Listen to Nick Caserio at the end. I don't know if he's gloating or not, but this is Nick Caserio kind of talking about, this was at the end of his draft presser when he was giddy. Never seen him this happy after a draft process. This was Nick Caserio talking about the state of the Houston Astros.
At some point, I'll heed his advice and do it. But, no, we're excited with where the team is and excited with the players that are going to come in here in a few weeks. And it's football season. I know it's baseball season, which I know everybody's, you know, miserable all of a sudden, but it's football season for us. So. So.
Oh, there you go, Nick. Okay.
That was a big smirk he was making. That was a real big smirk.
Don't sound too disappointed, man. Please don't sound too upset. My goodness.
We've said it before. I mean, they put on a good face, but they're pretty glad that this is their stage now.
Well, I think the Astros were glad that the Texans were bad too.
For sure.
I think there's a little bit of back and forth. I know they'll both embrace and they
say
do
the
right
Texans deserve this one, man.
Congratulations
to the
Astros.
They was playing the doggone World Series game and during the Thursday night football game,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Nah, they need this.
Yeah.
They do some cross promotion, but let's be serious. When the Texans are at their lowest and the Astros are at their highest, I don't think anyone at the juice box is too upset with the way that stuff goes.
You could almost see them squirming when they're congratulating the Astros on another good year.
What is Jose Abreu doing here at this point? What is his value?
I think he's gone, to be honest. I like you can't pinch hit him. If you're bringing in another first baseman to replace him, you know, in the everyday lineup, he can't run. He can't pinch hit. He's not a defensive replacement. He's gone, right?
Almost weird to him. Do you just write him a check and let him go? Does anyone want him?
I think that's what you do.
I mean, I think it sends a message, and it's like a clear reset of what Dana Brown kind of inherited. So I just – the lingering around type of thing, I don't think that that's something that they need to figure out. I saw Bagwell say he needs to start hitting when he gets chances. Okay, like how often is that going to be? How much does it make sense? What are you trying to do? That's something that you got to keep an eye on. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Coming up, let's get to know these guys. The prospects on the outside, there's a little bit of intrigue. There's a little bit of wait and see. But I think if you want to get excited about them, wait till you hear what some of these guys had to say, including a guy who I think may be D'Amico's favorite. We've heard Casario's favorites. Let's hear from a guy who might be D'Amico's favorite. In the Loop continues. Let's get to know the new faces next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.